My dear students and parishioners, I wanted to have a High Mass today in honor of St. Thomas Aquinas because he has been appointed the patron saint of all Catholic schools throughout the world. And we need his intercession for our parish school and our two seminaries, major and minor, that all of our students, as they grow in knowledge, will also grow in love of Almighty God and in the practice of virtue. St. Thomas Aquinas, of course, is known for his brilliant mind, his wonderful theological works, but he also was, obviously, a very holy man. And you often read this in the lives of the saints, that there were certain situations in their childhood that presaged a future holiness. And there's quite a quaint little story told of St. Thomas that when he was just a baby, he was crawling along, or maybe he was already able to walk, but just a young child. And he came across a little piece of paper that had the Ave Maria written on it, the Hail Mary. And he grabbed it and held it so tight. And the maid, who helped his mother take care of the little children, tried to get it away from him. And she tried to peel his fingers back to get the paper from him, and he wouldn't give it up. He held on to it as though it was a treasure to him, the Hail Mary. Now, when he was only 5 years old, his father took him to the great Benedictine monastery in Italy called Monte Cassino. And there he was entrusted to the monks for his education. And he lived there like a boarding student for years. And the monks early on found that he had a thirst for knowledge. And later on, as a priest, whenever he wanted to figure something out theologically that was confusing to him, he, in addition to exploring the scriptures for answers, he would fast and pray for the grace to determine the truth. Now, as a young man, after he was educated by the Benedictines, he decided he wanted to become a Dominican. Now, the Dominicans were a new order at that time. This was in the 13th century. It had been just maybe a couple decades since the death of Saint Dominic, the founder of the Dominicans. Well, his family didn't like that idea. They knew his gifts and his talents, so they wanted him to be a powerful abbot or a bishop or some kind of a clergyman who would have influence and a name. But they looked down upon the Dominicans because, like Franciscans, that was a mendicant order, which means they would beg for their sustenance. So the family was so opposed to that, his brothers kidnapped him when he was on his way to become a Dominican. And they locked him in a tower in their family castle at Rocca Seca. And he was there for 2 years. Well, what did he do all that time? He prayed a lot and he studied the Bible. And it is said that with his brilliant mind and photographic memory, he memorized the Bible, the whole Bible. That's how he spent his time, and also especially prayer. And over time, his sisters came to him. And they sought his advice. And he turned their minds away from the things of this world to a desire for heaven. And they eventually helped him escape after those 2 years. So then he went on to become a teacher and a writer and a Dominican priest. And again, is well known down through the centuries for the excellence of his theological writings. So we should pray to St. Thomas Aquinas to have, like he did, a desire to learn about God, to learn about our faith, but also to remember that our holiness must keep pace with our growth in knowledge. If someone acquires a lot of knowledge but doesn't have humility, that knowledge could be his damnation. The devil knows more than all of us in this church combined. He knows theology. He knows about God, but he's damned. So knowledge alone is not enough. We must remember to possess the knowledge that we acquire through our studies, through our schoolwork, with humility, and to direct it to our salvation. Now, St. Thomas is known for many other things, but perhaps most importantly, he is known for the hymns that we have in honor of the Blessed Sacrament. When we have benediction and we sing O Salutaris Hostia, Tantum Ergo, Adoro Te Devote, other hymns, Panis Angelicus, etc., all of those were written by St. Thomas, the beautiful office for the Feast of Corpus Christi. And yet he, with his knowledge of the Holy Eucharist, considered it to be a very poor work. At one time, he even wanted to destroy it because he thought it was so inadequate to express the beautiful truths of our Lord's presence in the Holy Eucharist. So we owe him a great deal. But let us especially pray to St. Thomas today to help us in our studies, to help us to acquire the knowledge that God wants us to have, but especially to join with it the holiness that he had, in order that that knowledge won't be for us a downfall, but rather will contribute to our salvation. St. Thomas Aquinas, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.